From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A team of U.S. investigators is heading to Yemen to help with the probe of the package bombs intercepted at an air cargo terminal last week, air cargo terminals. John Brennan, President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor, says it appears the bombs were apparently aimed at bringing down the jetliners that were carrying them.
At this point, we, I think, would agree with the British that it looks as though they were designed to be detonated in flight.
Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation, he says authorities have to presume there might be more such potential package bombs in the air cargo system. NPR's Kerry Johnson says investigators believe the bombs were both made by the same al-Qaeda operative.
Authorities believe the same operative from al-Qaeda in Yemen put together last week's bombs and the device in the failed airplane bomb last Christmas. They're in need of a big break after police in Yemen released a 22-year-old engineering student they had accused of mailing the cargo bombs by way of Federal Express and UPS. Police now believe someone stole her name, address, and phone number to mislead investigators. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats are focusing on turnout as their best hope of weakening the anti-incumbent wave that Republicans are hoping will give them control of one or both houses of Congress in tomorrow's midterm elections. President Obama wrapped up his campaigning at a rally in Ohio.
We don't want to keep giving tax breaks to companies that are shipping jobs overseas. I want companies getting tax breaks that are investing in Cleveland and in Dayton. And in Toledo,
the president stumping for Ohio's Democratic Governor Ted Strickland, who's locked in a tight race for re-election. Among the key ballot issues before voters tomorrow is California's Proposition 19, which would legalize recreational use of marijuana in the state. Polls are indicating the outcome could be close. Former San Jose Police Chief Joseph McNamara says legalizing pot would allow police to concentrate on what he calls real crime.
Let's be honest, anyone that wants marijuana in California can get it. So the war against marijuana has failed. All it's done is create a criminal black market for marijuana that makes drug cartels and drug gangs rich.
But Walter Tibbett, police chief in Fairfield, California, says passage of the measure could cost the cash-strapped state billions of dollars.
It puts us in direct conflict with federal guidelines for a drug-free workplace. So there's a potential of $50 billion in grants that the state of California and local entities could lose if this passes.
The measure to legalize marijuana in California is opposed by the leaders and top statewide candidates from both the Republican and Democratic parties. The Commerce Department says the pace of growth in spending by Americans has slowed to its slowest rate in 3 months, personal spending increasing at an annual pace of just 0.2% in September. Wall Street stocks have opened higher. The Dow is up 87 points. This is NPR News. At least 52 people are dead in Baghdad, where Iraqi security forces stormed a Catholic church. Militants were holding more than 100 people hostage there. Dozens of people were injured. A monthly demonstration in Russia to call for more democratic reforms there and an end to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's rule has a new twist. NPR's David Green says the city of Moscow gave the protesters an official permit for the demonstration.
The rally is held on the 31st day of a month to honor Article 31 of the Russian Constitution. It guarantees the right to organize, but it's often brushed aside by authorities. While Russian officials have allowed anti-government protests this year in places like the city of Kaliningrad, this Moscow rally is typically not sanctioned. Police crack down, sometimes violently. Over the summer, Prime Minister Putin said demonstrators at unauthorized rallies deserve a hit in the head. Last night, the city allowed up to 800 people, roughly the number who gathered. Protest leaders called this a small victory. Still, dozens of people who roamed outside an area cordoned off by police were arrested. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
The San Francisco Giants have taken a commanding 3-1 lead in the World Series, the Giants shutting out the Texas Rangers last night 4-0. Much of the credit for the win goes to the Giants' 21-year-old rookie pitcher, Madison Bumgarner, who allowed just 3 hits in 8 innings. Bumgarner says he managed to stay calm even on the big stage of the World Series.
It's the World Series. It's the biggest game you're going to play in. You know, I try to just go out there and tell myself it's just another game, though, and look back on it after it's over with, and hopefully it was a good result.
Game 5 in the series is tonight with the opening game winner Tim Lincecum on the mound for the Giants against the Rangers ace Cliff Lee. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.